Hello and welcome to another exciting episode of Boss Barrel Radio. I'm your host, John Stanhope. With me tonight is Griffin Hoffman.
Hi, I got my ducks in a row.
And also Matt Lake.
I feel dirty.
I like this. I like the new random catchphrases every week. It's really good. It's really cute.
One of these are going to stick. I'm going to be like, yep. This is gold. Comedy gold right here. Everybody knows it's me when I say... Mamma Jamma.
Mamma Jamma. Pajamas. Griff, what have you been up to this week?
I've been, besides the boring stuff around the house of, like, yard work and whatnot, and the fall cleaning, I went to North Dakota and bought some stuff a while ago, and the Mario RPG cart ended up having a dead battery in it, so I decided to look into what it takes to replace batteries, and last night I started working on that, got all my equipment in, and I've been documenting the process, and I ran into one humongous snag, and that is I blew up a battery.
Nice.
Because I was trying to reuse old pieces. I was trying to take the tabs that connect the batteries to the board and reuse the tabs by heating them and pulling them off the battery. But what ended up happening was I just kept the heat on the battery. Like, I couldn't get it to the solder, so it just ended up, like, blowing up and liquefying the battery, and it was, like, leaking out yellow-tinted goo. So I was like, oh, that's probably cancer-causing right there.
Yep.
Use ventilation, kids.
It sounds like some Jordy LaForge stuff.
Yeah, I was tricording.
Yep.
That
flux capacitor and the mamma jamma and the regulating coils. And
that's a catchphrase. So I have to order another part, which is a battery that already has the tabs attached. And once I get that in, I'll be able to finish those carts up. Which it's been interesting. Never soldered before, so
never.
Neither have I.
It's a fun little thing to do.
No, I don't think it's fun at all.
You ever take a welding class?
No.
Equally fun. Also,
that I bet does sound pretty fun.
Potentially more damaging to all of your body parts.
Yeah.
Especially your eyes.
Look directly into the light.
Yep.
Don't look away.
Yep.
It's just like getting your eyes examined at the doctor's office.
Pretty much when you're...
Don't blink.
You want to be wearing all leather. Because there's many a pants that I have ruined from welding. Sparks.
You weld your pants together.
Sparks going directly into your crotch.
You weld one pant to another pant.
Ugh.
Make some pants.
Yep. Blow torches and welding sticks. Great things.
Well, yep. I like it the small scale, which seems more interesting.
It's a nice way to start.
I think it's fun. I've learned a few things, and you know, in the future, when the SNES all SNES cartridges are dead. And it's just wasteland, then I'll be like the, you know, Mad Max wasteland survivor, just cobbling those games back together, putting batteries in, making them live again, breathing life into their souls.
Do you suppose there would just be an alternative to running that thing through battery power? Like, just hook an SNES cartridge up to a generator?
Yeah, definitely. I choose the hamster on a wheel method. That lasts longer.
Sure. Just get a stream of water running through your house and have it powered by some sort of turbine.
Yeah, and make sure you put the cartridge directly in the in the stream of water. That way, it's a better connection.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I don't think so. I've saw some interesting solutions online, which is basically the same idea, just executed differently. You know, put a battery in it, connect it to the board. It's just how do you choose to do that? Since
I see,
there's no real one. Like, Nintendo is not selling. Like the battery replacements.
Gotcha.
It is kind of cool. I don't know anything about circuits, but I popped it open and just seeing the inside of the Mario RPG thing. And then I was using NBA Live 95 as a guinea pig. And that was really cool just because they're vastly different. Like, they have so many, I don't even know, resistors and CPUs.
This is a green,
DOS boxes.
This is a green thing.
There's a breadboards.
Yep. It's a little plastic metal bit.
Yeah. It's cool. It's like a little city. So that has to wait for a few more days, and then I'll have that finished, and I'll put something online about the process.
When you think about Tron, and then think about circuit boards, do you think doing something like replacing a battery is like saving those people or murdering all of them?
Oh, I think it's like a dead tooth, you know? It's like you got like a horrible limb. Like, it's going to be painful and like ghastly to remove it. But once it does, then, like, you know, the Tron people can rebuild and flourish. I don't know. You're the one who is like the Tron expertise. Whatever. That stuff,
play
the
that game.
Data comes out of the ocean of knowledge.
Yeah.
And
yeah, because all that shit makes sense from like a real world standpoint.
And Olivia Wilde looks like a child.
Yep.
I don't like it.
Yep. With her sweet bob cut.
Ugh. Jeff Bridges.
Straight across bangs.
Not enough Jeff Bridges in
so
any movie
bridges.
Now.
Bridges.
You weld one bridge to another.
Yep.
You get a Jeff Bridges.
Yep. Three bridges, actually, to be.
Hey there.
What's up?
I haven't really been doing anything else that I can think. Maybe, you know, just I'm back to work, kind of, is what all I've been up to.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Matt.
What?
You did some stuff over the weekend.
I did do some stuff. I went home.
Yeah. I hope you did. Otherwise, I don't know how you did some of the things you did this week.
Yeah. So I played a couple games. I played Borderlands 2 and Walking Dead, episode 4.
And did you finish either of these games?
I finished both.
What?
I actually finished
crazy.
Borderlands 2 in 3 days, which is kind of gross.
Oh, that's
why I feel dirty.
I think that's definitely
took me about
doable.
4 or 5 days. So.
Yeah, man, it's slow. You could have done it faster, man. Yeah. What the hell?
24 hours, you should have had that thing done.
I thought you called yourself a college student.
2 hour nap.
I know.
That's all you need.
I guess I'll talk about Walking Dead first.
Let's get, because that
we'll
should
get
be
that out of the way.
Short talk.
I think, and Patrick Klepek and somebody on Kotaku agree with me, that they think this is the...
They said I agree with Matt.
They agree. Yeah, they agree
I
with
agree
me.
With Matt Lake.
This is the weakest episode out of the four they've released so far.
Oh,
yeah.
I think I think I would agree too.
Yeah,
I think I would say that we sort of talked about this before we got here, and definitely think this is they had an opportunity to do something really interesting, but it didn't play out the way that I thought it would, and that really it just sort of fell flat, and I just.
Yeah, the part where you were discussing where it falls flat was you're going to go to this location. You're like, oh, this is going to be really interesting. And then they kind of just don't live up to it. They something else happens. And then it's not what you expect.
Yeah.
And
they're building up something interesting, and then it doesn't actually turn out the way that you're expecting. And it's just kind of a letdown of the way that plays out.
Yeah, though I guess the ending of the episode makes me curious for episode 5, you know, because 5... All the stuff is culminating.
Is 5 the last episode, then?
It's the last episode.
Of this
season.
Season? Ugh.
Yeah. They could,
you don't
I mean,
like that?
Based on the strength of these, I wouldn't begrudge them to make more. I'd say give it a rest for till next year, but yeah.
Did you guys watch?
I have not. Not yet.
The newest episode?
No.
Was it Seeds? No. Season 3, episode 1? No. Walking Dead, AMC Television?
I have to watch on my computer. I have to find websites.
I have to watch season 2 yet. So
that's
short. Season 1 is short.
So yeah.
Season 1's like, what, 6 episodes?
6 episodes. And this one's
two,
like
12?
13, something like
they
that.
They cut 12. Them in half, I think. Don't they?
I don't
what?
Know.
Like season 2, didn't they do it like through October and November? Then they took a break and then...
I don't know. It's all available on Netflix. So Hunter and Jen are really into it right now, and I've been watching it occasionally with them. And then I just... ruined the entire show for myself because I read everything about Walking Dead on Wikipedia.
Oh.
So.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Yep.
The thing I would say, at least...
Now I know everything.
The game is very different from, you know, that show.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so, I mean, it's a different story, different characters.
I just, like I said, with the end of episode 4, I am curious to see how episode 5 is going to play out, because I think that... Really, there's only one ending for that to really take place, but there's a few other things that are kind of up in the air.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if characters from previous episodes make a return, and I'm betting they will. Otherwise, there's just some lost opportunities there. Some characters leave, like in episode 3. A person kills a person, and they leave. They steal something of yours.
Okay, yeah.
I wonder if that person's coming back.
Yeah, that was the only person I was thinking that could come back, but I don't even know. Like, my guess is they're long gone.
That's a bummer, then.
Why don't you guys, instead of just talking around it, just go for it.
Can we just kill that
one? Yeah, just say what you need to say.
Well, just last episode, what's her name, killed that one bitch and left.
Yeah, if you choose to save the woman.
Yeah, that's true.
She steals your RV, and then I don't know if you get to see her again or not.
But we'll see.
Yeah.
Some people died in this episode. Like, a lot of people died, depending on how you do it. They do add final little kajigger in this one, where instead of, like, all the choices, like, they do show you, like, you know, these are the different choices, and these are what, like, everybody did. But then after that, there's another demographic that they show you, and that's who decides to join you going forward into the next episode. Sure. You could have anywhere from 6 people to 1 person.
Huh.
Like, you by yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I think for the next... I think it's just for that little section. I'm not sure if it's for the next episode. Maybe it is.
Well, did you guys have any problems with the save file stuff where it resets?
No. I didn't. I was concerned that I might, but I didn't.
What are you playing it on?
Xbox.
I'm playing on PlayStation. It's fine.
Okay.
I think it's just Steam or whatever.
Could be. Yeah, that seems
sounds like
to be
a bummer.
The PC area seems to be where the biggest problems are.
I usually go with consoles because they just seem more stable for some reason. I don't know.
Yeah. No, you're PC right. Stuff. Yeah.
As far as downloadable things go, yeah. Absolutely. I feel like it's probably going to be going forward into the next episode, I'm sure, because I'm pretty sure there's a way to ostracize yourself and just make you, like, be the only, because you can tell everybody else, like, no, I'm going to go do this on my own.
And yeah, you can, but then that kind of leaves out a lot of people for the next episode.
That's your own fault.
A lot of chunk of...
I will let you know that would not be off course for Walking Dead.
Yeah, no.
To well, I've read
leave
a lot
off
of
half of your cast.
I've watched the show and read the comics, so yeah. I know that about it. But I'm just saying from a gameplay standpoint, I'm not sure like how much they're putting into this last episode and how much you can miss or see or
the
whatever.
Last episode, they got to sell this thing.
So speaking of comic books and things, who wrote Walking Dead? The company is it Grant?
Oh, crap.
I can't.
It's not Morrison. It's
no, it's not Grant Morrison.
Ellis. I don't know. I forget his name.
I don't know.
He was praised for kind of just destroying his character base and pushing his main characters through a lot of crap and not being nice to them and making them go through, you know, emotional and physical challenges that stick with them through the rest of the story. So, today I spent a lot of time reading about Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books, which are crazy. Like, I had a vague impression of how crazy the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comic books, TMNT comic books were, but I didn't know how crazy it was. I read today season 1 and 2 of the comics, or volumes 1 and 2, pretty standard turtle affairs, you know?
Okay.
Like Dimension X, Shredder, Technodrome... Actually, I don't think the Technodrome's in it. But, you know, the Master Splinter, all the, you know, Casey Jones, April O'Neil, those sort of people. And then something happened and the two creators of the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles were too busy with doing promotional stuff. So Volume 3 kind of got turned over to different authors and different illustrators while they were doing promotional things. And the comic books got a billion times cooler. Leonardo gets his hand eaten by a lizard.
Okay.
Donatello dies twice and becomes a cyborg.
What?
Yeah. He loses his body, breaks his back, Batman style, and he is reborn as a cyborg twice.
Wow.
There's good Krangs. They're called Utrons. Utrons. Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah. You're okay.
Raphael gets half of his face shot off, becomes blind in one eye, and becomes the Shredder. Leads the Foot Clan.
What?
And awesome. There's a Lady Shredder, and it never gets resolved because Volume 3 got too crazy, so that was canned, and all that story was thrown out.
What?
So then in Volume 4, it went back to the original creator, I can't remember his name, Everson and Page, something like that. Anyway, he kind of tried to bring things back into more less crazy. I don't know, it's still crazy. But season four is, or volume four is set when the Turtles are like 30 years old, and April O'Neil and Casey Jones are raising a kid who's not really theirs, but there's mutants and aliens just in the general world population, so the Turtles aren't feared. They run into all these comic book character crossovers, like this green dragon dude with a head fin, the flaming carrot, this dude who was part of Mystery Men, all sorts of weird stuff. And you can read the final trade or the final issue of the current run of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle comics on the creator's blog, because it's not going to go anywhere.
Wow.
But a lot of turtles are dead. A lot of people are dead. So
what about Mikey? He's the only one that didn't...
He actually... Yeah, he was... nothing really happened to Michelangelo except that he
went to AA or...
No, he was never really a party dude. He actually is a published writer. He doesn't like to be doing the ninja stuff all the time. And he just keeps falling in love with all these different girls.
Okay. And,
are we serious right now?
Yeah, yep.
Michelangelo's like the original party turtle.
Nope, not at all. He's not breakdancing. There's no mention of pizza.
I assumed his favorite topping on pizza was weed.
No. I tried to find to see if there's any drug references, but nope, there's nothing. That's so crazy. I read an issue by issue summary today. It was very illuminating.
Jesus.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It really makes me want to get it, but it's impossible to find the third volume. I finally found it on Amazon for $125, which is 5 issues of volume 3. Apparently, all the Turtles comics are very difficult to find.
Wow.
Huh.
So I want to take a trip to Mayhem at some point and sort through their like crappy area. Oh, speaking of things that I want to do but didn't do, I went on a pawn shop raid. Oh,
damn it,
over the
you didn't
weekend.
Invite me.
I invited everybody over the course of last week, but nobody responded.
I didn't see this.
I put it up on the Twitterverse and Facebook. And I ended up going Saturday after work. And don't worry, nothing happened because every pawn shop closes after 5 o'clock, I guess, on the weekends.
No.
It's ridiculous. But I found 3 in a row. And also when I was there, I was like, oh, it's way too dark outside for me to be in a pawn shop. And I feel really uncomfortable going in there alone. Being like, I'm here for video games.
You're a little too white.
Please don't stab me. Yeah. Well, I mean, it is like the Euclid Avenue area of Des Moines, so it's not too bad. It's just like, no, I'm not going to pay for this in meth. I'm not here to buy anhydrous.
No, sir, cough medicine. I do not have the smack. Did you see the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles new animated series?
Uh-uh.
No? It was kind of big bustle amongst the kids this last week.
I didn't know.
I didn't see it. It looked sort of all right, but I don't know.
I know there was one. There was a movie, right? A new movie that's, where they're all cartoony and they're technically aliens.
Yeah, but that was like 3 years ago. Oh, or are you talking about the new one that supposedly Michael Bay is working on? Where they're
like, wait, what?
Teenage alien turtle looking creatures.
I do not approve of that.
Nobody that I've talked to has ever approved
of that. All right.
You're completely rebooting that franchise. They're not turtles, technically, then.
Hey, you know, go read those comics, and you will be like, no, that fits completely fine. They can be aliens. Why the hell not?
Do you know, like, in certain countries like Japan and China, they are not actually called the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Oh, you're thinking in Europe, where they're Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles?
Yeah, that. Yeah. And it's like a lot of things are...
Can't have any ninja references.
Are edited.
Yeah.
And they, in certain areas, they had to edit out, like Michelangelo does not use nunchucks, because those are apparently a very, like, big problem in certain places
Street
in the world.
Knife crimes.
Exactly. It's like we can't air nunchucks. So any areas in which Michelangelo swings a nunchuck, got to cut that out, because the kids these days, they'll pick up anything.
That's just dumb.
Sword size and pole arms.
Good
Those
luck.
Are all okay though.
Fair game.
Yeah. So Ninja Turtles, always awesome.
Yeah, I really want to rewatch the first movie now.
I know.
Because I remember it being extraordinarily weird when I was younger. But now, after I read those comics, I was like, oh, wait a second. So when they leave the city and go to the farm, and they come back to New York and fight the Foot Clan, like, that is in a lot closer alignment to the comic books than it is the actual, like, or the kiddie cartoon thing.
Yeah. You know, I've been wanting to do a Ninja Turtle movie marathon for quite some time. Just the first three, not that
I don't want to watch three. Yeah,
there's no more.
There's no fourth one as far as I'm concerned.
Right.
Not canon. Yeah, there's no. Turtles Ninja in Time Turtle. Is not as bad as everybody remembers it.
Wait, what?
Turtles in Time.
The three the third one? Yeah.
Where they all become samurai.
Yeah.
Which is
I don't want to watch
conflicting.
That.
They're ninjas.
How about instead samurai? You do the first two were good movie marathon where you watch Turtles 1 and 2 and Terminator 1 and 2. Because those are two series that I really want to go back and rewatch recently. Like, I want to rewatch Terminator.
Those both happened at about the same time and they were both of comparable quality.
Terminator was before, like, by...
Oh, yeah, it was like 80
5 years, right?
86 sounds like the right time.
For the first one? Yeah. That sounds right.
It's mid-80s, something like that, yeah.
Yeah. And then...
Terminator 2 was like 92, 93.
93,
And that would be right in Turtle Mania.
Yep. And Turtles probably like 91, 92. And then New Turtles probably like 5, 6.
Yeah. I saw 3 in theaters.
It was bad.
I don't remember seeing 3s in theaters. I remember just seeing that on TV.
I remember seeing 2 in theaters. 1, I think I just watched on video a bunch.
Oh, nice.
I remember Vanilla Ice and the Turtle Rap.
How can you forget Vanilla Ice's Turtle Rap?
The Ninja Rap? Was it the Ninja Rap or the Turtle
Rap? The Ninja Rap, yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so that's
Toga
the thing.
And Reza.
Toga and Reza. So good. So good. They're supposed to be Bebop and Rocksteady. Or something like that.
Whatever.
Anyway.
they're just more toys, actually.
Exactly. So I started playing Borderlands 2 again.
Oh yeah?
Yep.
New playthrough plus new character?
What I originally tried to do was I tried to load up my character again to go see if I could do some of the quests that I've forgotten to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, I loaded him up because I had already had the commando character loaded. And it said, do you want to continue playing in the standard mode? Or do you want to continue playing in like true Vault Hunter mode? And I assumed true Vault Hunter mode would kick me into the beginning of the game. So I was like, well, I don't want to do that. I want to go back and see like the other stuff that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, let's continue in regular mode. And it kicked me back to the beginning of the game.
Oh, shoot.
And
that
I was like,
sucks.
Oh, that's weird. So I backed out of that immediately. And I was like, well, let's just do true Vault Hunter mode. Because at least then there's a payoff.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And yep, just went through and it's fun.
Did you start from the beginning or you were at that point at the you weren't able to recover your save?
No. Okay. It's just got me kicked at the beginning, so I'm just going through again, and I don't that game is still fun going through it a second time.
Yeah.
Because everything's still if anything.
You say you're playing a commando now or
no, this is my assassin.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I was thinking about respecking my assassin just to see what the melee would be like, but now that I'm gaining levels like a crazy person again, I'm probably just going to start just specking in the bloodshed tree.
Because
that'll start to get crazy.
Is that the middle one?
That's the...
Or the sniping one?
That's the ninja, like, melee one.
Sniping is the... Swordsmanship one?
Yeah, sniping's the blue one. The red one, isn't it called bloodshed or something?
The far right one that's all sword-based stuff?
Okay. Yeah, it's all melee.
Yeah.
And it just... Looking at the way that deception works, I was like, oh my god, they really do want him to be melee. Like,
yeah.
That's really constructed to be primarily
Wait
melee.
Till you get your dash. You can do a dash into the air and attack things.
What?
Yeah.
That sounds crazy. How far is the dash, do you know?
I don't. That's at the point when I stopped playing, I was like, I don't want to have to deal with managing distance.
Mm-hmm.
So...
Yeah, that's what I was like, God, that seems weird, but I'm sure I'd get used to it. But I feel like so many of those things, like, I feel like that game would really truly start to open up on your second playthrough when you can really start blending two trees together. Yeah, that's when stuff will get weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's partly because I played so much of Borderlands that and I also feel like the way they dole out the achievements in this game, I don't really have that much of a desire to go and play it to the end of the level cap and get everything again. Mm-hmm. It's a combination of the two.
When you restart with True Vault Hunter, I think it resets all your badass things too. Not like not the bonuses, but the...
Oh.
The thingamajigs.
Like, all the accomplishments. Yeah, like
the accomplishments. So you're still...
All the challenges.
Yeah, so you're still able to cultivate more badass ranks.
Cool.
It just gets harder the more you do because you have to hit a certain threshold every time.
Yeah.
So aside from playing a little bit more of that, I started playing more Resident Evil. I haven't really gotten much further on that. And I also played all of Dishonored. So if you guys have any questions about that.
Nope. No, of course. Yeah. I want to know all about it. So can I just ask you questions? And
yeah, just
tell me
like
about
it's...
the whales.
You know what's funny about that? You see, like, well, depending on how technical you want to get about it, you see all of two whales, and none of them are close to you, so don't read too much into the whales.
So did you play through it twice?
No, just once.
Just once.
Just
how
once.
How did you play? Stealthy or blood or killy?
For the first half of the game, I played stealthy as possible, and then for the last half of the game, I got a little crazy, and I just started murdering fools.
Better or worse than Deus Ex, Human Revolution?
My opinion is better.
Okay.
But I understand that's also a skewed opinion.
Did it take you a long time to get through it?
I finished it in probably about 8 hours.
Oh, okay. So standard game length
of
current generation.
Yeah, I'd say approximately 8 hours. But I could totally see how if you went total balls to the walls, murder people the whole way, you could plow that game over in about 4 hours.
Yeah.
Sort of the things that I have an opinion on, though, that I think I would give this game a 3, though.
It's
solely because the story is so shallow.
Okay.
And every opportunity that it has to create depth or intrigue, it doesn't. It'll start adding things into the story to make it seem a little bit more interesting, but it never really goes anywhere. It just kind of is what it is as soon as you see that new information.
Hmm.
Is it
like Half-Life style information? Like somebody's talking and you can move around the room, or does it go to like cutscenes?
Yeah, it's a little bit of that. People will be talking to you and you can move around. There are certain times though when it does have certain dialogue tree-esque things.
Okay.
I say tree as if it was more like a wooden tree that has two planks attached to it. It's just like this thing that you slapped a couple of 2x4s together. Like, you go up and talk to somebody, they say something, and you have two options.
Okay.
That's your tree.
Oh, okay.
And it ends there.
All right.
It's not like a continual path or anything.
Gotcha.
Only one time did that happen where you have to interrogate certain people at a party to find out which one of these women is the woman you're supposed to assassinate, because you don't know what she looks like, and it's a mask.
Assassinate all the women.
Well, that's an option.
Assassinate all the women.
That is an option in every area you go to. You could just kill everybody until everybody's dead, and then you killed your target, I'm sure. Like, that is a total way to do that game.
4.5 out of 5.
and I... Okay, so you may have heard that the game, for when you go to do your assassinations, like, most of your targets have an opportunity to...
So you're not just murdering everybody. Even on the targets, you can do something a little more elaborate, right?
Yeah, you can do more elaborate things where you just you have alternates. Like, if you go and look at some other side quests and venture around in the game, you can find other people that will help you do things in a different fashion. Like, not kill them, but some of them are, you know, a little bit more devious. Like the lady that I'm talking about in the masquerade party, you can, if you talk to some of the guests, eventually you'll bump into a guy who's like, I know what you're here to do, and I have an alternate option for you. And it turns out that, like, when you, like, over the course of talking to this dude, he's just like, I am this secret admirer of the lady you've been sent to kill. If you knock her out and bring her down to the cellar where the boat is. No! I'll take her away and you'll never see her again. And I'm like,
oh, it's horrible.
Okay, creepy rape dude. I'll bring her to you. So, like, they're pretty much all like that too, where it's like, so I could just kill them or submit them to a lifelong hell that'll never escape.
I thought Walking Dead was dark.
Right? So, yeah, that's one. There's
Salt
another.
Lick to the Face has got nothing on condemning a woman into eternal
but
ravaging.
The problem that I have with it, while it's like those, like,
maybe he's just going to take care of her.
Couldn't he? He said he would, so I just don't know what his idea of taking care of is.
Take care of her.
I was going to take care of her. But so, yeah, that was kind of fun because you have to use your wits to kind of ascertain who is who. And there's a lot of clue giving in that game. There's all sorts of there's a lot of notes and stuff all over the place in which you can gather information to sort of help you figure out things and learn the locations of your targets and things like that. And I think it does a good job organizing all that information for you so you can kind of have it at a reference. The problem that I really have with those alternate modes is the lack of recognition that you get for doing any of those things. Almost never does it come up like how you dealt with the situation. So it's like no dialogue changes for anything. And it's like the dialogue is so unchanged that it's like they tried to build it vaguely so that it seems like no matter what you did, this dialogue is still written so that it's like, oh, you did a really good job taking care of those people. And it's just like, okay.
Isn't kind of the point, though, like, is there, you're supposed to kill them, but by choosing to not kill them, everybody still needs to believe that they're dead? So.
No, okay, yes, but I'm talking about dialogue specifically from the people that are sending you to do these things.
Oh.
And I would think that for certain things like that, especially when it's some of those people that are telling you that there's other ways to do those things, it's just like, okay, well, why does nobody acknowledge the things that I did?
I see.
So, and it's also like there's like no cutscene or no payoff or anything to like, there's these two brothers that you're supposed to go assassinate. Mm-hmm. You have the option to do this side quest for this mob boss where you'll go like interrogate this one guy for him and he'll just take the two brothers and shave their heads and cut their throats out and make them work in their own minds. And that's all fine and good, but for that entire mission, I never saw the brothers.
Had no
interactions with them, and then he took care of them for him, and there was only a little bit of dialogue that said, I'll keep my promise, and I'm going to make them pay for how they treated the people that work in their minds. And then that was it, and that was done. And it's just like, and then when you go talk to, I don't know. It's just like it felt like me going through the extra effort to do some of those things, not really worth it. Okay. I could have just killed these people, and it would have saved me a lot of time. Also, for a game that likes you to work stealthy, a lot of those abilities lean in the area of just like mass murder.
Yeah, there's a lot of killing abilities. Is there a lot of like stealth takedown abilities?
Nope.
Okay.
There are none, actually.
So it's mostly just your stealth is your own, just traversal and movement through the level and avoiding dudes, not like you're using smoke bombs and crap to disappear.
Well, and even some of the abilities that you could use to be stealthy involve you killing people.
Huh.
So it's like the one ability that I got that I found really useful is if you kill someone who is unaware, they will turn to dust, which means there's no body, so no one will ever know that they're gone. So that's a great ability to maintain your stealthiness, but still you're killing people to do it.
Does the game seem like it's pushing you in the direction of like a no-kill playthrough is the right playthrough, or is it more like, yeah, sometimes you gotta break some eggs to make an omelet?
The thing is, it doesn't really paint a big picture of saying that something better will happen if you play this way. But it definitely leaves, like, after each chapter, it has like a checklist sort of thing where it's like, you did this, 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 and this. Uh-huh. And then there's also like two bullet points where it's like, you were never seen and you didn't kill anybody. I never had a single one of those filled.
Okay.
It's like always just killed somebody. And it's just one of those things where it's like, and really early on, they also do paint it. It's like, well, your decisions for like, you know, how you play will reflect how the story goes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a little bit of that. There is a little bit of that where there was one quest where it's like, if you did this one thing, it would affect certain people in a different area in that area. And I didn't think anything of it until another quest later where I went to actually help the people that I screwed over because mm-hmm. they didn't know that it was me. And then I realized like how negatively that was actually affecting, you know, my playthrough. But that was the only time it happened. Like everything else after that. So to not be so vague, you get the option to poison this distillery. And then later the guy that runs the distillery needs help doing something.
Yeah.
And he mentions that someone poisoned my distillery last night. And now half of my men are like infected with the plague and we've got them locked up. And then when you leave the distillery, it's like all these people busted out of the lockup and there's these plague victims all over the place running around like zombies. And it's like, oh, so if the game's like that, then that makes more sense that it's like the more negative things I do like this, the more it could negatively affect like the things I have to deal with. So I thought that's how this would sort of go, but no, that like the only quest that's like that.
I thought that if you kill a bunch of people, it makes the end of the game harder.
Harder?
Yeah, like, I don't give it away, but, like, somebody was saying that, like, if you kill more people, like, that leads more people to, like, more dead bodies and spread of the plague, and, like, it makes something harder in the end of the game.
I would say no.
No?
Because I killed a lot of people.
So do you know which ending you got?
I know I got the dark one. I know
the
that.
The stealthy one or the killy one?
The bad one. The killy one.
Oh.
That is the one I got.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know.
But no, okay. But so the thing is, like, I guess I could go through and play it again and see what happens. But I honestly don't think the ending is going to change very much from what I got. I think it will just be a little bit of a. It'll be a Mass Effect ending where the dialogue is slightly different.
I've heard that the last level is completely different from the two. So.
Really?
If you were to play it stealthy, you would have a vastly different last level than you would the killy. And I guess it makes, think of it this way, like if you were playing the game stealthily and it takes you a while because you're being very careful and you get the stealth ending and then you're like, well, I'm going to go replay this and you just speed run murder everybody. You know, it is kind of cool that at the end of that you are rewarded for just experimenting and having fun with seeing something very different from what you saw by being very meticulous, very careful.
Yeah. I don't know. I do know that there is never... Well, okay, I take that back. There is, at one point, something that you could call a boss fight. But aside from that, there is not a single fight that you don't... like.
Are the other magic-using dudes cool to run into, or are they just like a humdrum enemy that you figure out and shoot in the face quickly?
They're not, because, and to even call it figuring it out is nothing, because those people are really hard to avoid, because they have the ability to blip around.
Okay.
And so it's really hard to gauge their movement patterns, because they just move.
Uh-huh.
Those are the hardest enemies, and even those guys, really, just try to avoid them as much as you can, and if one sees you, then that area is screwed, because they all know you're there then, and then you just kill them all, and it's over. But even, like, once they know you're there, it's their blipping abilities aren't difficult, because they don't use them. They just get up close to you and start attacking you, and then it's just a matter of just shooting them or attacking them. The combat system's completely... it works just fine. Like, right trigger is sword, left trigger is magic or gun or crossbow thing.
The comparison is BioShock, right?
Yeah, it's not as I guess, complementary as BioShock is, where it's like I shock this dude and then I hit him with the thing, or I shoot him with a thing, or it's like I use, it's like the magic abilities are not as, I guess, they don't lend as much to doing things, because your right hand is always a sword. It's never a gun. It's never.
So it's like BioShock, not BioShock 2. Like you're not dual wielding magic and guns.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're doing one and then the other.
Yeah.
Then probably using more of the abilities combined together, and then just weapons and stuff as need be.
And I did find the two things I used the most were dark vision and the blink ability.
Okay.
Once you upgrade both of those, then that game becomes really it becomes really easy to become really stealthy in that game.
How is Sawyer's performance?
Who's
Josh Holloway as the main character? Did you even notice his? Did he say any words at all?
So, the main character never says anything.
Really?
No, he's a silent protagonist. He says nothing in that game, so I don't know.
Maybe somebody else. I thought he was in the game.
He must be somebody else in that game, and I can't think of who he would be. Because I heard that there's a star-studded cast in there, and I'm just like, none of these people sound like anybody
sure.
I know.
Yeah.
In fact, there is a couple of times where I was almost like interested because it's like, pretty sure Steve Bloom's in here.
Yeah.
But that,
why not?
That would like that makes sense.
I wouldn't
sense.
Say that's star-studded. I'd say that's.
But that's like the
standard.
Only that's the only voice that I like recognized in the game was like Steve Bloom as guard number two.
Okay.
Some of the stealthy stuff, I think the level design is incredible. Perfect. As far as like a game that really wants you to push, like, here's your options for traversing around different things. There are no boundaries. Like, here's a level design and your boundaries are really not limited. Like, if you, like, there was one level that I almost went through completely stealth, except for one thing. But, and that's because I just discovered that you could just totally, if your blink was level two, you could just go all the way to the top of a building and just ride that through the entire level. So the game wants you to explore and figure out different pathways and different options to do things. Like there's the ability to possess people and rats and dogs and fish and things like that. So you can totally use that to get around to different areas. And if you just do a little poking around, you can find different avenues to get into different places. So I think the game does excel as a sneaking game. I think it falls kind of short in certain areas.
Did you try to get a lot of the collectibles using the heart?
Yep.
You did? Okay.
Yep. I think that's a little, I don't know. I think using the heart's a little clunky, but at the same time, the heart's cool. You get this heart that can let you see different bone charms, and bone charms are like your perks that the more you get, the more you can upgrade your different abilities, and they do different things. I never really noticed how helpful they were, so I'm not sure how necessary they really were.
I don't see Josh Holloway here, but there's Susan Sarandon, Lena Headey, Carrie Fisher, and those are the only names I recognize.
Can you show me a picture of Susan Sarandon? For some reason, I feel like I should know.
She was Granny Rags, but I don't think it's going to be.
What was she? Fame. What else is Susan Sarandon in?
Any drum. Movie from 19. Anything.
She,
Thelma and Louise.
Okay, great. Yeah, so great. I'm glad that she's making a paycheck for that.
She was Janet in Rocky Horror Picture Show.
By the way, Granny Rags, total side character that you never have to see. If you decide to play it that way, don't ever have to talk to her.
Huh.
You would bump into her twice, and that would be about it, and you wouldn't even have to talk to her.
That's cool, though. I mean, that's cool that it's not just pigeonholing you down one path.
I will say, though, that there are some side quests that granted, like that you can choose to go to. Like, you can seek out Granny Rags, and you will get some really good, like, upgrade stuff from her for doing a couple of side quests. And you almost sort of feel bad for her until you reach a certain point where she's like, Granny Rags is fucking crazy.
Okay, I have a question. The last question. Is there anybody who seems like that you associate with? Like, it seems like this whole game is really dark and everybody's evil, and it's just like, you know, everybody is just one shade of gray. Nobody is good or bad. is there any sort of empathy you had, or is there any relatable character, or is it all just sort of like you're playing the gray middle of the road murderer?
The way that game is I can see, if that game was a little longer, if they would have drug that game out a little bit more and spent a little bit more time trying to build on their characters, they have good starts to characters, but nothing really gets a little deep.
Okay.
And I can get kind of why that would happen because of the middle turning point in the game. But there's one character that's with you through the whole game, and his character's not deep by any means, but you kind of get to like him because he's your ferryman between the hub world and all the other worlds you go to.
Ferry with an E. He's not like your Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
No, he's like your boatman.
Okay.
And he will take you, like, he'll drive a little boat to all the little destinations you have to go to. And every time you get to a destination, he's really nice. And he, like, gives you, like, little key points of interest. Like, every time you're pulling up, he's like, hey, might be a good idea for you to stop by and, like, do this. Or here's a way you could approach that. Or these are certain things you could do to kind of, you know, if you're interested. Otherwise, you don't have to listen to me. And he's probably the coolest character in the whole thing, and I really liked him. He's the only one that was sort of interesting. Had him and the guy that makes all of your equipment and gear.
So you kind of told me that it's one that you can miss. It's okay to not play this year.
Yeah,
I'm not really missing too much.
Don't think it's that great for $60. I don't really think this is something that you need to drop that much money on.
Enough said.
Just not much replay value in it unless you really want to go through and, I don't know. If I was to be 12 again and not have any income. And
so it's too much replay value, kind of.
Almost, where it's like I would have to invest a lot more in something that I just didn't really get that much interest out of.
Okay.
This being said about the boatman, though, at the very end, you don't have the option to, and I didn't think the game would let me, but the boatman said something that pissed me off, so I killed him.
Huh.
Very last level, I was like, I wonder if this will let this happen. Stabbed him and threw his body in the river and let the fish eat him. And usually if you do stuff like that in that game, the game's like, oh, you've compromised your situation amongst the people you work with, and now the game's like, game over, so you gotta restart that. That time, he said something that really upset me, like really ticked me off. So just killed him, dumped his ass in the water, and I was like, nah, we're done here.
That's how you know you're at the last level.
Yep. Because it said, okay, you want to do that? That's fine. Yeah.
Hey, Matt, you've been playing Borderlands 2, you said.
Yes.
What are you playing as?
Commando.
Okay.
The turret guy. I spec'd it with, I dabbled a little bit in each of the trees, but I'm mostly going down the tree where it's on the left-hand side. I believe it's Korea. And you get rockets for your turret. You can also increase its accuracy, its duration, time, and get a second gun on your turret. That's what I'm mostly going down.
When does it get spinners?
Yeah, at the end.
Can you put like can you get it gold plated? And
Joe, I hear you like turrets in your turret,
right?
You know, turrets and gold plated in the end.
When can you put a pop can on the end of it to silence it?
And hang a disco ball from it.
Yeah, exactly. Generates more hate.
So you like playing Commando? Are
yes
you interested
and no.
By any, did you try any other classes out, or
no.
Are you like, more of the same?
Might try Gunzerker, but the other two classes I'm not interested in. For Commando, your turret, it depends on where, I guess, what enemies you're facing or just what point you are in the game, because there was more than a few times where my turret took one or two hits and was just blown up.
Huh.
And I was really disappointed, and I'm like, oh, God. So, I don't know. I just like having a turret because it acts as a distraction, yet it does damage. It allows me to get away and everything. And I don't know. I just liked using the turret in Borderlands, so I decided to use it in Borderlands 2. And,
hey, it makes sense, man.
The Commando has a lot of nice upgrades where you can upgrade your health and your shield capacity and your recharge rate and stuff like that, so...
I remember a lot when I was playing Borderlands 2, I would come across a lot of class mods that would improve the cooldown rate for your trigger ability. And I really think Commando is one of those. Commando and Gunzerker seem like two classes that would really benefit from that.
Yeah, I'm mostly using a class mod that increases my assault rifle damage and magazine size.
You playing that on Xbox?
Yeah.
I should probably, I think I've got a couple of Commando class mods.
I just sold all mine.
But there's no point to hang on to anything. Just sell it all.
Yeah, I just sell everything.
Well, I was hanging on to them because, like, well, maybe my friends will want this. And there's, like, some blues and purples I got somewhere. Mm. Just shoved in a box somewhere. I think the only other couple of things that I've got stored are, some unique guns that I just didn't have the heart to, you know, get rid of.
I think that's the same thing I'm holding on to.
Like
I just got rid of them.
There's certain ones that, yeah, I just like, nah, I got no need to keep this. So, but there's like the Bane. I just decided to keep that one because you know, it's
unique.
It's unique, and what it does is kind of interesting. I did get rid of the talking sniper rifle though because it was worth a lot of money, and it's like, whatever.
There are better sniper rifles.
Yeah,
yeah.
She's annoying.
I died. You die a lot in this game. At least I did.
Yeah,
I died. Compared to Borderlands, the first one, I died a ton.
Died a ton.
It got so annoying sometimes.
Sometimes it does, but they put enough of those.
Did you finish the last level on par, or were you like me and you had some struggles with it?
Yeah, what level were you when you finished?
Like level 33 or 34.
That's where I was.
So get this. I died a lot that game, but on the final boss, I did not die once.
I died once.
I was surprised by. I was like, wow, I can't believe I got through that.
I died once, but it was sort of a fluke death because I made a mistake and that's all that was. And afterwards, once you know what you're supposed to do on that fight, it's just too easy.
Yeah, and you're lucky that your shield is not weak to fire, so like it can take quite a bit.
The whole time I was thinking, gosh, I should have stopped at my vault and grabbed that one shield that I have that prevents all fire damage.
Here's the issue that I have with Borderlands is, once again, they create a major boss in the game that is, like, fire-resistant. And you're like, well, great, that just completely nullifies one character for the most part. It's not fun playing a siren that's siren. Fire-based when you're fighting fire-based enemies. Yeah. And to have the last boss be that, it's bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, I wouldn't have been able to finish the fight had I not just found a caustic weapon moments beforehand.
To be honest with you, for some reason, I thought the final boss would be this like giant robot thing.
Robots kind of were a theme there, weren't they?
Yeah. Well, but I mean, that's because they were Hyperion, but I was expecting the way that they kept going on and on about like what the warrior would be is like that it would be some sort of robot or something, or even just like a giant like crystallis thing, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and you definitely need a whatever you want to call it, toxic or acid weapon, where the green one.
Oh yeah,
for the later stages of the game. Yeah. I couldn't see how you could get through some sections without having that kind of a weapon. I mean, because I was using other guns that were not toxic, and it was doing a whole lot of damage to the robots.
Yeah.
Yep. Bad Moxie's or Miss Moxie's bad touch got me through a lot of that.
I think I sold that or whatever, but I just found stuff and used it.
That was one of the things I wasn't going to go do. I was going to go get Mad Moxie's good touch, but that game restarted me. But I suppose as soon as you get to Sanctuary, it doesn't take too long to do that. So
it's kind of a bummer because I was going to go back on my first playthrough and do some missions, but if it takes you to the beginning again.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's maybe just a goof up that I did on my part.
Maybe.
So, I don't know. There was something really weird about my playthrough when I said I wanted to do it on casual. It made it sort of seem like I had already been to that area. But I could try to load it up again and see what happens there. But I'm not sure if it creates a separate save or not. I don't know.
Another thing about Borderlands, I didn't really find it funny. Really? Maybe I'm just jaded, but I was just like, whatever. Like, I don't know. Tina, I hated her.
Okay, yeah, well.
As soon as she said badonkadonk, I was like, wow, I haven't heard that word in 7 years. And now this game brings it up. And I was just like, wow.
I didn't hate her by any means. Not with vitriol that I've heard for her hatred. I mean, she was a crazy, stupid character. I think that it comes across to me. To me, I got the vibe of like, it's like, oh, I feel like I'm watching Seth Rogen or Will Ferrell movie where this is just they put this person with another person in a scene and they're like, hey, be funny now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you need to say, but you could say whatever the hell you want. Just ad lib.
I think
that the ad libbing got really obnoxious after a while.
I think it's just trying a little too hard to be funny. And it's just like, meh. I get it. I think maybe it's the tone in which it was all said.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, Hammerlock was completely worthless. Like, he had maybe one good moment, but as a new character, you know, very forgettable.
You know what? I think Hammerlock was one of my more favorite new characters.
You're a crazy person.
I'm not saying that I just loved him, but I'm just saying, like, I think for what that character was, the things that he said at times that were not out of, like, that were outside of what his character should be saying seemed humorous to me.
Yeah. He's fancy explorer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the Borderlands characters from the first game.
I think they did it.
Like,
I think
they
did
voices
good.
And I like that.
The only one that I had a problem with for his voice was Brick. It just didn't seem completely right.
I will say, though, that this game, I actually did like the story in this game. I was actually kind of interested.
I agree. I think they did a good job.
I'm kind of indifferent on Jack. I don't like him, but I don't really hate him. I was kind of like, eh, whatever.
There is something oddly endearing about Jack, though, that I found. I thought Jack was, he was so entertaining, it was almost upsetting to kill him. And then in a weird way, you also sort of feel bad for him at a point.
Oh, I hated the guy.
Oh, no,
I wanted to feel bad for him.
I wanted to kill him, but I don't know, in a weird way.
But, he's a good character.
It's like
he's
putting
a well-written villain.
Like putting down a bad dog.
I guess. Oh, I also found the Minecraft section.
That was another thing I wanted to go do. Did not find that part.
I did that. That is, it's like one little room.
It's cool, though.
It's cool, though. I'm glad
they
have it.
I think, maybe, Matt, you're just jaded. Go find a dumpster, you freaking jerk.
You're supposed to be able to unlock a skin for that?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. If you go into the area and kill the enemies / mine, you can find them.
Okay.
Skins for your characters.
Is it a skin and a head?
I think it's just a head.
No, there's both. It's a skin and a head. So however, they won't always drop for you. Like, it's class independent. So
gotcha.
I found in my playthrough the Gunzerker head, so I was bummed out because I couldn't wear it because I wasn't.
Oh, yeah. I found ninja.
Couldn't you continually farm that area for the specific one that you need?
Yeah, I didn't want to do that, though. Okay. I mean, it'd take forever.
I went there once, just did it, and I'm done with it now.
There's so many skins. For all your characters. Like 88 for skins and then like 40 for heads or 14 or something.
I don't know. I just picked two and kept them like that.
I was changing my my assassin all the time. There's some really stupid ones, but there's a few good ones in there. There's like a ninja one that's like...
It's a Ninja Turtle one.
There's a Ninja Turtle one?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't gotten that one.
No, it's the default. You start with a Ninja Turtle skin.
Speaking of assassins,
it's in that... Just you start with this. It's good. It's like yellow belly, green outer layer.
Yeah, no. I get what you're saying. There's one that I found that was like, it was called Why So Serious, and it's like just the head is white and the rest of him is green, and it's kind of dumb.
Another thing I was disappointed by was the Ninja Turtle mission.
What?
It was great.
I liked it. I was like, oh yes, and then I'm like, oh, the enemies. I thought you were gonna fight like mutated turtles, like messed up looking turtles. But I was like, oh, you're just kind of like the other enemies in this game.
Yeah.
They wore trash cans on their backs.
I mean, I liked it up to that point, and I was like, oh, man, this is such a big letdown.
Did you find Master... what the heck's its name? It's not Splinter, but it's like...
You hit some switches, and you can fight the other dude.
No, yeah, I don't think I did that.
You can fight Splinter. I did that by accident, actually.
Yeah, I got that done, but you don't get anything special from it.
No.
I still have yet to use my golden key. I'm still going to wait till level 50 to do that.
Just follow Gearbox on Twitter. You can get a bunch of those things.
I'm going to wait.
They hand them out about every couple weeks.
Did you make an account?
In fact, there should actually be...
Oh, okay. I pre-ordered the game, so I got like my...
So you may not want to have to deal with starting a shift crap?
No, just get a shift. Yeah.
I'll just wait till level 50, then I'll probably get some gun I don't like and probably have to sell it.
Yeah, if it's anything like me, all the times I've opened that box, it's just purple grenades.
Oh,
which are good, but it's just like, I want a gun, damn it. Just give me any sort
of gun. Plus, I only use transfusion grenades.
So. Oh, I only use transfusion grenades.
The best grenade.
I want to go get that sniper rifle. Ryan was talking about that saps enemy or saps health from enemies. Sounds great.
You guys been playing anything else?
No. Though last time I, because I wasn't here early enough, I didn't get to talk about Torchlight 2, but...
Did you get to level 100?
I think
is there something you want to talk about Torchlight 2?
I was just going to say, like, I've beaten that game 5 times.
Holy
moly. I think I'm done playing it. I didn't get to a level 100, but oh well.
What level are you at?
Like 90, 91.
Oh,
God. The enemy stopped leveling finally at 120, so...
God.
Wow.
How hard is it to kill enemies?
Hey, did you play Borderlands 2 with anybody, or did you play solo?
No, at first, my Xbox could connect to the internet, so I could just download stuff for Borderlands 2, and then for some reason, it stopped working. I wasn't able to get back on the internet, so I didn't play with anybody.
For the longest time, I have been trying to connect into other people's games, but the lag is so terrible that the only thing I can do is take damage. I can't. Anytime I try to shoot anything, it takes no damage.
Great.
And I blip around the map like crazy.
Speaking of not being able to hit enemies, there was a lot of points where like an enemy was directly in front of me, and I'm shooting I emptied a full clip into a guy and didn't hit him once. And he was far enough away from me where like my gun wasn't going through him or anything, but and I had an accurate gun on, but I don't know, for whatever reason, the hit detection was really bad.
That sounds like a glitch or something.
That sounds,
it happened a lot.
Maybe somebody joined your game and you're lagging.
No, I wasn't on the internet. I had no internet connection on it. So,
What kind of gun were you using?
That sounds like
a
crappy
assault
glitch.
Rifles and stuff.
Okay, because there was one time when I had when I was actually fighting the second to last boss in Borderlands 2. I had picked up a assault rifle just before then that I was like, oh, this will replace my other assault rifle, and I started using it and was like, why doesn't this thing do any damage? Like, I feel like I'm doing something wrong. And then I started to realize what that assault rifle did.
Grenades?
Mortars.
Mortars, okay.
Because there's grenades. And then this thing, like, didn't shoot anything forward. It shot it directly into the air. Straight out into the air.
I don't know. Maybe it was the weapon I had, but...
Could be. I know some weapons are weird.
Yeah.
Did you find any weapons that you actually, that you sort of, in a weird way, level up? I found one weapon that the more I get critical hits with it, the more its critical hit damage goes up.
Oh, that's like, pretty cool. Plus, your character class already has that built into it.
Yeah, it starts with this does 60% extra critical hit damage. And the more I got critical hits with it, it seemed like it was going up. Like, right now it's at 72%. And it's like that's something that just steadily increases. It doesn't go down. So, I was interested in that, but the assault rifle's not that great, so I just stopped using it.
I think that's everything on Borderlands 2.
Nope. Anything on Torchlight 2? You want to get that out?
I haven't found the Minecraft level in that game.
Did you find any legendary weapons? I imagine for Torchlight 2? There's a Steam achievement that says find a legendary weapon, and I have yet to find one.
I don't think so. What are they like? I can't remember if that game has a color coded system.
It does.
It does.
Color coded.
Are they
system.
Orange?
I don't
think so.
I don't know. I don't know what they would be.
I think you get orange weapons from like a quest item in the last part of the game.
Interesting.
I don't think I have found a legendary.
Still haven't found a pearlescent thing in Borderlands 2. Griff, did you say you found one?
What?
A pearlescent weapon? Anything?
No.
I haven't played it since I beat it, and I gave away my copy to a friend, so I won't be playing it for a while now.
Okay.
It's a bummer.
Want to go through? Gotta find one.
Probably have to fight that level 50.
Probably.
Yeah.
4-player co-op enemy.
Probably.
Maybe I found 3 orange weapons, so that's about it, though.
I got like 1 or 2. 2 of them, maybe.
I sold them all, though. I found better guns later on.
Yeah.
That game's good, though.
It's good.
I think it's better than the first game.
Pretty good game.
It's pretty good. I think the music in that game is so great.
You don't hear it that much, though. Like, it's not loud enough, though.
You're playing that game wrong.
That's all right.
Go into your settings.
It kind of just...
You got to adjust that.
It's more background
noise. Yeah, it definitely is background noise, but...
Lynchwood, best music.
Well, I'll have to hit up the soundtrack.
So good.
I've been playing Resident Evil 6.
A lot of it, I can see.
That's it. Because that game takes forever.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. From all the campaigns and
Based on what I've been playing so far, I don't even know if I want to play all the campaigns. I think I just want to play the one and be done with it.
Yeah, do it.
Yeah.
That's it. I would suggest finish Leon, and then if you want to play something that's kind of fun, play Jake's campaign. But don't play as Jake, play as Sherry.
Okay. Because Jake sucks.
What I found is all the player one characters suck. Player two is way cooler. And way easier.
Helena is cooler?
I don't know, because I didn't play that one. But in the Chris and Piers mission, Piers is way, way... Like, the things that happen at the end of that campaign, I wish I was playing as him instead of as Chris. I guess I could go back and just jump into the chapter, but... Man, they did that was the worst campaign I've played, and probably the worst moments of a video game I've played this year at a Christmas campaign. But that last little ending and what they did with that was very really impressive.
Interesting.
Yeah,
I thought you had to beat all the campaigns to get that fourth one.
I did.
Oh, I thought you said you skipped a campaign though.
Nope. He skipped Chris.
Okay, I went Leon, Jake, Chris in that order.
Oh, okay.
Instead of doing Leon, Chris, Jake, which is kind of the linear order if you were to just go through the menus.
Oh,
but
okay.
It really makes no difference. And I think that had I done it Leon, Chris, Jake, I would have been happier, because Chris's campaign sucks so much. Like, it is miserable. Like, the amount of deaths that I died is absurd. Like, I couldn't even, like, I was getting D's on my death ratings all the time because I wasn't sitting in the right position on the couch or something. Like, I could not do anything different. I did the same thing over and 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 again. And then it was just like something would randomly whack me and kill me through this dumbass stage. Wasn't missing button prompts. I was going as fast as I could. It was just like, nope, you didn't get it this time.
You know what I never get a D in? My death rating. Because I never die.
Yeah?
Because I'm playing it on easy.
Well, I think that, I would be interested in seeing... I don't think Leon has a lot of those segments, but the other two characters do have a lot of things where you can just instantly die over and over and over and over and over again. Snowmobiles suck ass.
Did you? How did you do in the minecart level with Leon? Were you going to duck those things?
Yeah.
I hit every single one of them. And... after the first two, I did it deliberately. I just decided I didn't want to duck.
It just didn't damage you or anything?
It barely did. I mean, it does, but it barely did. And I just decided I didn't want to duck. And then at some point, I just kept staying on the ground, just laying on the ground for the whole thing, because I realized you don't actually need to kill her.
No, yeah. There are times when you can just kind of let your co-op partner go off and do her own thing, or his own thing. There are other times where you definitely cannot do that, and you have to kind of... take the forefront and command the battle. It's very all over the place, and I am on chapter 4 of Ada's campaign, which means I have to finish that and then finish her last chapter, and then I will be done with that game.
Oh wow.
And I'm going to send it back to Gamefly so hard. I'm gonna
put it in your mailbox and slam that flap.
I'm gonna fill the wax case full of water. So they'll pull it out and it'll be like, I don't know, without breaking the disc, what can I do to mess with it? Just covered it in just petroleum jelly.
Vaseline all up in there.
Yep.
Yep. Gross.
Yeah. So I can't wait to be done with it, but I am going to finish it. And that game is definitely a how to not make a video game.
Yeah. The more I sort of play it, the more I'm just like, why is this thing? Like,
I'll tell you, it only gets worse.
Oh, great. It's good to know. It really makes me want to play that. I really don't have a lot of time to play this game because Assassin's Creed is coming out quick.
Yeah.
I got 2 weeks. 2 weeks,
two
Matt.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And I'm going to be in Abstergo heaven.
Does anybody play XCOM?
No.
Oh.
I thought about it.
I'm on the fence of playing that game. Yeah. It seems like really hard barrier to entry, but...
it's not for me. I can't...
The more I read about it, it just doesn't...
It makes me feel uncomfortable just listening to people talk about it.
Yeah, I just don't know how...
A lot of things going on in that game.
Lots of ways to let your dudes die.
Sounds like, it just sounds like that's... it's a game where you would beat your head against the wall
frustration,
for a while.
Yeah.
I don't have time for that.
It's like that Spencer's Gift game where you grab each person grabs like the handle and everybody gets shocked repeatedly.
Yeah.
And then whoever lets go first loses.
Yeah.
That doesn't sound fun to me.
No.
Well, it does.
Oh, wait. I was just describing Resident Evil 6. My mistake.
Is that what we're doing right now? We're both grabbing the handle.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's all I got for games.
That's all I got for games. Matt, you got any more games?
I think I'm done.
Play like Plinko or something.
NFL Blitz is available for PlayStation Network for free for Plus subscribers.
Oh.
NFL Blitz came out in January this year. Yep. Yep.
That's good.
Haven't touched it yet.
It's good buy for free.
Yeah, I want to try it.
I played it a little bit. It's good. It's good. It's good.
You what?
I played it a little bit back in January. It's all right.
The new one?
Yeah, the new one.
One nice. You can't tackle pro whistle.
Yeah. No can't late hits. Anything? No late hits. But I tell you what, the fun game of just like randomly mashing buttons to see which power ups or augmentations you get is a lot of fun.
Oh, they've got the midway Mortal Kombat code thing.
Yep, you just keep mashing those buttons, and this was a lot of fun that me and my friend had when we were playing. That is like just keep smashing it until you see just see what happens, and you'd get crazy things like turns the fumble like percentage just turns it up to like 90% chance of fumble, so where you'd get 3 turnovers in a play, just ridiculous stuff like that. One where it makes the accuracy of the quarterback just go to like nothing, to where it's just like he's just throwing the ball is like means he's just it's not going anywhere. Big heads, big bodies. Crazy stuff like that.
So I have something to look forward to play once I cleanse my palate between Resident Evil 6 and the next game I
just remember your love for the older Blitz games and throw that out the window and just appreciate this as like a messing around kind of like this is more of a throwaway than the other Blitz was.
Okay. Hey, let's talk about news because we're running out of time here.
Yeah, news.
I don't know if there's anything. What do you want to talk about, John?
I don't know. Let me see what I got here. I don't really have a lot. Oh, God.
There's Mad Moxie. There's Borderlands 2 DLC announced called Captain Scarlet's Pirate Booty.
Yeah, I got it.
Pirate's Booty. And $10 will get you this pirate adventure. There's a trailer out. I don't know. It doesn't look very interesting to me.
Now, is that in association with the Necromancer?
In that it's DLC, yes, and it's separate since Mechromancer is already out.
So it's $20 total for what? 10 for Mechromancer and 10 for this?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah, but you may already own Mechromancer because of your pre-order thing.
Gotcha.
And then, you know, if you had done the Gearbox season pass, the Borderlands 2 season pass, then you'd be getting the first one, this Pirate's Booty, and then the third one, which is bound to come out. So, I don't know.
Isn't there supposed to be 4?
I think there's 4.
So, yeah, okay, well, I mean, you would imagine that they would want to give you some discount since I'm sure they're all going to be sold for 10.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's pirates, and there's jokes about pirates and how pirate movie works. And I don't think the level cap is increasing, but there's new weapons.
Yeah.
So.
The only other things I had on here was Del Toro's trying to look for a new developer for Insane. Be interesting to see if that happens. Some of the people that created Bulletstorm started their own studio called The Astronauts.
Oh, yeah, I read about that.
Yep. Working on a game.
They're still making an Unreal Engine 3 game.
Yep, Unreal Engine 3 game. Hopefully it'll come out sometime next year.
Alexandra and Michael.
Yeah.
I'll never get their last names.
Michael Korzerzodskirtsky.
Yep.
That's
Yep. And Green Arrow, Joker, and Green Lantern are going to be in Injustice, in case anybody cares.
I love rosters.
Yep. And the only other thing is this crazy thing about Sony has a patent on a temperature changing move controller.
Oh, yeah. I remember reading about that.
So that's a thing.
Sure.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it for news.
Sounds good to me.
Any emails?
No. No emails.
No emails.
No.
Griff.
Yes. I did find that people, if you've been commenting, I'm really sorry because things got messed up when Weebly changed their their UI over. So something's got reset. So anybody who commented before it didn't really get posted. So I went back through and re-enabled things, and now it's good to go. So sorry, and thanks. But if you do want to send us an email or a Facebook thing or whatever, you know the place by now, bbr@bossbarrel.com, or just on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, or the website, now that that's working. So many venues. But thanks.
Griff, you got trivia?
Yes, I do. Trivia I gotta time. Go get the... Gotta take a pause here and get the computer, because I'm not gonna be able to run this on my iPhone.
Gotta get the jingle jangle.
It'll take forever. So I'm gonna pause here, and I'll be right back.
Heard.
Okay. Hey. Sorry that took so long.
God!
We are not getting... Oh, it's just me.
Ha! You guys hide my answers right? from Matt.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
They're all going to be right.
So I've got trivia this week, so we're going to do music. And find this chord here.
I won this last time.
The difference is with this music this time, you're not going to say your name to chime in. I'll play a chunk of it, and then you guys have paper that you can write your name onto, or you can write your answer onto, and then we'll pause the track and tell your answers and immediate gratification. All right, ready for the first track. Hopefully this doesn't destroy anybody's eardrums.
Oh, God.
I like the last time.
I like my eardrums.
All right, ready, set. First track. Everybody, pencils ready. You don't need to know the title of the song. You got it?
Got it.
Go, John. I'm embarrassed by my answer.
Yoshi's Island?
No.
Ugh.
I said Kirby for the NES.
No, John, you were very close. It's the credits theme from Super Mario World.
Oh, okay. It sounds very Yoshi Island-y.
Yeah, that would be right, since Yoshi's Island is Super Mario World 2.
Yep.
Yep, Super Mario World, the credits theme.
Damn.
All right.
I don't recognize that at all. Jeez.
I do now that it mentions it.
Okay. Why are all these things so difficult?
Why is this so
hate the internet.
Right. Why is it all upside down?
Ready for question two? Do you guys know that SNES tune?
I hope so.
Jam.
Turtle. I don't, but I put Contra the Alien Wars, which is incorrect.
Okay. So certain of yourself, but yeah, you are incorrect.
Yes.
I put Turtles in Time.
Ah, no.
Damn.
It is... Start it off here again. This is the theme music, the intro music for Killer Instinct.
Never played Killer Instinct.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Never played.
That's mind-blowing that that's what that is. That's crazy.
It's a lot tougher.
Yeah. The first Killer Instinct. Okay.
Not next gold.
One. Okay. Question number three.
So these are all SNES.
So far, yes.
So far, okay.
But later, they might change.
Okay.
All right. Ready for this one? Here we go. You guys got any ideas?
Yes.
John, go.
Hang on a second here. Seven. Okay. I'll just start off here again. Okay, what'd you say?
I said it's Turtles in Time.
It's not Turtles in Time.
I just put F-Zero.
No, not F-Zero either.
It's not F-Zero.
I know this song, too.
It's from Mega Man X3.
God damn it, I was going to say Mega Man.
The Blast Hornet stage.
Damn it.
I was going to put down just Mega Man, but I didn't know which Mega Man.
I was
going to
put Mega Man X, but damn it.
I mean, yeah.
Damn it. But it almost sort of sounded like that sewer level with the turtles.
Not going to repeat any songs. I already did that one.
Damn it.
All right. You guys ready for the next one? Question 4? This one you can get. I believe in you guys.
Gosh, I hope so.
You'll get it. I trust you. You'll get it.
I think I got it, yeah.
I'm doubting myself.
Oh, John.
No, like, I know what it is, but do I know which one it is?
That's what I was kind of having a little problem with. I was like,
you guys committing? Locking your answers in?
I've locked my answer in.
Okay.
I'm just going to stay with it.
Okay. What is it?
Donkey Kong Country?
Yes.
Okay.
Both correct. Yay. Donkey Kong Country. The map music.
Yep.
All right. Nice one, guys. Okay.
Much easier.
Ready for the next question 5? Here we go.
Shocked if John doesn't get this.
I don't know what.
All right, it sounds like you guys are confident with your
John,
choice.
You better get this
right for the third time. This is Turtles in Time.
Yeah.
Yes. It is.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 4: Turtles in Time.
Keep putting it down. You'll eventually get it.
Eventually. Just cast your wide net.
All right. Here we go. This one, I don't think you guys will get. I'm sorry. But good luck.
F you, buddy.
Guess
hey,
me.
Maybe you might. Cheers. You guys know what this one is?
Since I have no idea what it is, I just put down Earthbound.
I put Chrono Trigger, the carnival music, which is not right.
Nope, it isn't. Neither. This is Super Mario RPG, Rose Town.
I was gonna say Super Mario RPG.
Another game I never played that.
Exactly.
I should go back and play that.
I should too.
I should get an emulator.
We should do it together. It'll be great.
All right, here is the next song. Ready, set, go.
Thank you.
guess that's it. All right, you guys have any idea?
Yeah.
What's the game this song comes from?
Final Fantasy 3/6.
No.
That's what I put.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's when those horns kicked in, that's what
yeah,
I thought.
Yeah, that's what I was like, whoa.
Okay. No, definitely early SNES, so you're on the right track. It's F-Zero.
Really?
Oh, yeah,
F-Zero. Port crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds like some mad Final Fantasy shit. All
right. You guys go. Here's your next one. This will be not a Super Nintendo game.
Whoa.
Okay.
So
here we go.
Comic Zone.
I don't believe in Genesis music.
Oh.
What game does this
I pick Chrono Cross.
Damn it, I pick Chrono Cross too.
Oh, really good try, guys. It's actually Xenogears.
Oh, damn.
So, same composer. So, excellent work there.
I'm thinking alike, too.
Yeah, I almost was going to go with something very different.
I was going to say Valkyrie Profile for this, but no one's here to play that game besides me. So.
I mean, you could probably
I played it. I just didn't
narrow some
like
of
it.
These things down if you know what I was if I played a game or didn't. All right, second to last song. Here's your penultimate, another non-SNES game.
If I get this wrong, I'm gonna be upset.
This could be one of my new favorite songs I found. So, what is it,
but
guys?
Now I think I might actually be wrong.
I got it wrong.
What is it?
I said Strider, even though that's a Genesis game.
Nope,
so
not Strider.
Mega Man X4?
Yes.
Oh, God.
It is Mega Man X4. It's Slash Beasts.
Yeah, Slash Beast.
The train level.
It's the good one to start on. Slash Beast is kind of easy.
It's
Slash Beast and the Spider.
I never played much Mega Man.
Mega Man X4, dude, my favorite game.
All right.
Not of all time.
I need to get this one.
Last question. Tie?
To tie.
I think?
He has to lose, and I have to get it.
Good luck, because this is the curveball.
Is that a hint?
If the ones before were too easy, here's the tough one.
Oh, shit.
Okay. Oh, come on.
Crap.
I gotta redo this here. There we go.
See, right here it sounds like Rainbow Road. Then it doesn't. Don't fall behind. Say don't feel it. Destination heaven. Stay alive. Now shoot with me. We're going to have fun. Say, nice song.
Okay.
Did we say this was or wasn't on a Super NES?
It's not a Super Nintendo game.
Oh, crap.
What is it?
This is a rap. I said Toe Jam and Earl, which is not right.
Yeah, it's not is a terrible answer.
For whatever reason, I'm putting JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
No, sorry. This is the Japanese intro music from Sonic CD.
What?
Yeah.
What?
When they said Super Sonic, I was like, it can't be Sonic, right?
Yeah.
Not a Genesis game, though. It's good.
No, not a Genesis game. So,
John wins 3-2.
John claims victory in this episode of music trivia, or this music trivia-based episode.
Gosh, and I thought I sucked at that stuff.
Not bad, guys. It's getting harder and harder to find music, because...
Oh, I'll find you some music.
Well, I mean, go for it. If you want to do that for your trivia, you're more than welcome to.
I don't know if I can make it work, but...
I'm just saying, you know, music that I think you guys would know. Obviously, I should just start guessing more Genesis stuff. Yeah, perhaps.
Get some Pood up in here.
Gross. I don't want to.
You ever play Pood? You ever hear of it?
No. I mean, on the playground.
Oh, no.
No, what is Pood?
I think you play like a chef and you're fighting monsters in space. It's a PlayStation game. It's a first-person shooter.
Is that really great music?
No, it's just really, really weird.
Oh, okay.
Huh.
It's very odd.
John, take us home.
Oh, buddy. Well, that's going to do it for another awesome episode. This is going to be episode 94, so we are going to be closing this out pretty strong. By the end of the year, we'll have episode 100 under our belt, and we'll be doing Game of the Year stuff. It's going to get really exciting, guys. October and November are going to be the last months for video games, and, you know, it's going to be...
What about Far Cry 3?
Kind of exciting. Yeah, is that?
I didn't play any games.
Oh, that's at the beginning of December, isn't it? It's
like Matt, you're going to have the most exciting December when you can actually play games again.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, but they'll be after the deliberations.
No, I'm sorry.
Well,
I'll have my own talk about
it. Yeah,
Matt's talk.
I'll see if you guys are right or wrong.
Okay.
All right, well, that'll do it for us, guys. Catch us next week.